Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM. We are live on myjoyonline.com. We are live in all 16 regions of Ghana on Amenuveve FM in Apla, Opad FM in Damango, Kekeli Radio in Ho. We are live on X Spaces. We are on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol. Your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol is always a delightful experience. Also brought to you by Duroplus Ghana Limited, producers of quality PVC and HDP pipes and water tank. We are the only water storage tank with a level indicator, and where Duroplus goes, water flows. And as the drama in the ambulance trial continues, the Attorney General says the cross-examination of Richard Jackpa has exposed what he describes as the lies and deception of the NDC.
Within a matter of 2 days, when we started our cross-examination of the person who was spreading all those lies, you see how the matter is going. The case has come, as the president will say, case now turns to.
We have details plus why the first accused, Dr. Kesala Tofosin and Richard Jackpa, before the appeals court. You want to stay for details of that. Also,
the
this afternoon.
The confidence in our economy is going to come back stronger. Watch the city to the dollar. I know you are interested in that story. Let's watch it and see. The confidence will come. The investors will return to Ghana. And the growth trajectory will even become clearer for all of us.
And after months of rigorous negotiations with creditors, the finance minister promises a flourishing economy, including a stable CDN investor confidence, plus a 1.5 billion Cedi bailout to customers affected by the banking sector cleanup.
So between now and October, we will release 1.5 billion Ghana Cedis to the affected people. This will not pay the entire amount, because the entire amount is 4 billion.
And we'll get to hear from the vice president who is pleading with Ghanaians ahead of the December 7 elections.
So when it comes to the work of a vice president, I have passed the exam. So I should be promoted to work as president of the Republic of Ghana.
Also in this package, newly laid affirmative action bill suffers setback in parliament as former minority leader Haruna Idrisu says the bill is replete with unconstitutional provisions.
The primary question I'm asking, which or what should proceed what? Should it be a constitutional amendment proceeding before we consider an affirmative action bill that some aspects of the bill may offend Article 1-2 of the Constitution?
Plus, we'll tell you about the call for one man, one marriage, one woman in marriages and the opposition by some male Muslim MPs.
Mr. Speaker, the only thing that we achieve this equality is marriage. One man, one woman. One man, one woman.
To allow this word to stay in the Hansa will be repugnant to my Muslim values, live and practice.
You stay for sports.
Nswantiriman look to Dreams FC for inspiration as they prepare for their maiden CAF Confederation Cup appearance following their FA Cup triumph.
And much later, seven schools to face off at quarterfinals of Love FM President High School debate with judges expectant of academic fireworks. And then also on the NSMQ front, the ladies of Ifan Siman Girls Senior High School make a comeback to the national stage of the competition, promising to take the trophy from Prisek.
Nothing but the best.
Are you lifting the national trophy this year?
Yes, we are. And I'm so confident that this year we are the ones who are going to win the trophy.
We have that and more in this afternoon's edition of the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. Many thanks for your company. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. Let's start from the court. And this afternoon, as the drama in the ambulance trial continues to unfold, the Attorney General and Minister for Justice, Godfred Yeboah-Dammi, says the cross-examination of the third accused person, Richard Jakpa, has exposed the lies and deception of the opposition National Democratic Congress. The conduct of the Attorney General is in question following the release of a telephone conversation in which the AG is heard discussing the merits of the case with Richard Jakpa. Well, the recorded conversation and subsequently WhatsApp chats have since been admitted into evidence in court. Addressing a town hall meeting with some Ghanaian residents in the United Kingdom, Godfred Dammi says the cross-examination has exposed the motive of the accused.
So I'm saying that we should resist all the lies, deception and deceit of the NDC. And indeed, that's their stock in trade. And I personally, I can attest to that. Yes, we've been around, we're in Ghana, and of course we've been in UK. My brother who lives in London called me anxiously last time he entered a barber shop. He said, talking about that angel. He didn't know that that angel's brother was next in line for his hair to be cut. And all that. So what's happening? This young gentleman that they admire and all that. But again, the lies, deception, and the deceit of the NDC was at work. And within a matter of 2 days, when we started our cross-examination of the person who was spreading all those lies, you see how the matter is going. Their case has crumbled. As the president will say, case now turns to. So indeed, we should resist the deception, lies, and NDC. They'll come with all kinds of presentation about every major action or step being taken by this government. And therefore, we should go on the...
Well, the Attorney General also outlined some achievements at his ministry.
As far as I'm concerned, in every facet of national life, the MEP government has outperformed the NDC. Even speaking about my own ministry, when I assumed the mantle as Attorney General in 2021, the Legal Aid Commission, which is under my ministry, had only 4 vehicles, the last of which was acquired in 2006. There's under Institution Court Council for Law Reporting. They had only 2 vehicles, the last of which was acquired in 2008, and all of it within MEP time. In 2021, by the kind instruction of the president to the finance minister to assist me, 91 vehicles were acquired for the Ministry of Justice. Beyond that, the office has had its office accommodation challenges for God knows how long. By the time I assumed office at Angel, the building was 36% complete. Today, the building has been completed and commissioned last week. A building that was started by Akufo-Addo in 2008.
That said, the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Godfred Yeboah-Dammi, have more from that town hall meeting in the United Kingdom. But meanwhile, a 3-member panel of the Court of Appeal has set timelines to hear requests from Dr. Case Olatoforsen and Richard Jakpa, challenging the High Court's order for them to open their defense in the ongoing ambulance trial. My colleague Latif Idris is in court for us and joins us on the line. So Latif, we know that the two accused persons, Dr. Olatoforsen and Richard Jakpa, have already opened their defense. So why this application before the Court of Appeal?
Well, so NFA, simply put, Dr. Case Olatoforsen and Richard Jakpa are trying to prevent a trial that has already set sail and is in fact at the latter part of it. So on March 30 last year, when the High Court ruling came out and said Olatoforsen and Richard Jakpa had a case to answer, they went to the appeals court and asked that it overturns that High Court's ruling that says that they've caused financial loss to the state and they've also intentionally misapplied public property. And that is what, on Wednesday, last week Wednesday, when we were in court, when Richard Jakpa was in the witness box, they had gone to the appeals court and the appeals court has not given them timelines to submit their written submissions and serve same on the Attorney General's department. And the Attorney General's department also have within 7 days to respond to same, and then the appeals court will come out with a final determination on that matter on July 30. But as you are aware, the case has already set sail. Olatoforsen has already closed his case. Richard Jakpa is in the box. The Attorney General is cross-examining him. So it is unclear what the determination by the appeals court will have on this particular ongoing trial, which, like I mentioned earlier, is at the latter part of it, MFA.
That's my colleague Latif Idris, a member of our legal affairs desk, giving us update on that particular case or the leg of this case that is before the Court of Appeal. Now, turn our attention to the economy also from the town hall meeting, and the finance minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, has assured a promising outlook for Ghana's economy and projects healthy growth after a successful conclusion of its debt restructuring program. The restructuring involved months of negotiations with both creditors and Eurobond holders to ease the country's financial burdens. While at that town hall meeting at the Trinity Baptist Church, Croydon, UK, Dr. Adam revealed that the process was one of the most difficult challenges faced by the country.
One of the conditions was that Ghana had to do what we call debt operation. We had to go and restructure our debts because our debts were considered unsustainable. I want to announce, for those of you who are interested in the debt restructuring, which has become Ghana's most difficult problem for the past 2-3 years, we are bringing it to an end. We are bringing the debt restructuring to an end. Last 2 weeks, we concluded negotiation with the official creditors, and we've agreed to restructure $5.1 billion. And I'm telling you, your government is good in negotiation. Of the $5.1 billion, we are going to make a savings of about $2 billion. As I speak to you, tomorrow morning, there will be an announcement that we have also concluded our negotiation with the Eurobond holders, $13.1 billion. And ladies and gentlemen, when we announce it, please read the details. We have negotiated a good deal for Ghana that will save us $8 billion.
Well, he's hopeful the conclusion of the program will signal a turning point for the economy.
And wait until the announcement. The confidence in our economy is going to come back stronger because the world is no longer interested in investing in Ghana because of those debt restructuring. After tomorrow, it will be a different story. Watch the cedi to the dollar after tomorrow. I know you are interested in that story. Let's watch it and see. The confidence will come. The investors will return to Ghana. And the growth trajectory would even become clearer for all of us. So this election is an election for us to win. The NDC can no longer campaign on the economy. Our record is better than their record. On the size of the economy, we've done better than them. On per capita income, we've done better than them. On job creation, we've done better than them. On economic growth, we've done better than them. They say we went to IMF, but it's not easy to be under an IMF program because we've seen them before. When they were under the IMF program by 2016, they missed all the targets. So far, Ghana has become an example. We met all our prior conditions and the IMF praised us and disbursed $600 million. This economy will grow and it will grow faster than everybody thinks. By the end of this year, we are supposed to grow at 3.2%. But I can tell you, we'll grow at 5% or even more than 5%. This is because of the pragmatic policies we are implementing as a government. And so don't let anybody talk you down. You should raise your head up and you know that your government is doing the right thing. We are bringing the economy back.
We'll interrogate some of the issues he's raising shortly, but first, he has some good news also for customers affected by the banking sector cleanup. Dr. Adam promises payment of about 1.5 billion cedis in October.
That government will not be held responsible for the investment decisions of individuals. But this government is so caring. Mistakes were made. People were not well informed. Maybe they didn't know who to consult to be informed or advised. But we also know that the people who are affected are suffering. We heard that some people have died. Some people had to commit suicide. This government is so caring that in the first place, we granted some bailout to all the affected. And I want to tell you again that the president has directed that we do another bailout. So between now and October, we will release 1.5 billion Ghana cedis to the affected people. This will not pay the entire amount because the entire amount is 4 billion.
Well, let's dig deeper and bring in Associate Professor of Finance at Andrews University, Williams Kwesi Pepra, joining us via Zoom. We are grateful for your time here on the Midday News. So do you see what the finance minister is seeing in terms of the magic that's about to happen regarding the cedi and the turnaround of this economy?
Good afternoon to you, Jifa, and good afternoon to your listeners. So Ghana was asked to do a debt restructuring with the purpose of ensuring debt sustainability. That is, our debt to GDP should come to a percentage rate of between 60 and 70%. At the time, we were around 107% to debt to GDP. From the figures the finance minister has mentioned, I'm not sure we've gotten to that threshold between 60 and 70%. So the debt distress is still hanging on our neck. However, we have been able to achieve something, which means that the end to bringing in some kind of stability to the economy in the form of getting some debt reliefs and debt haircuts from how much we owe to our creditors.
Well, he talks about some savings of 2 billion cedis on bilateral creditors, 8 billion on Eurobond. Is this possible, seeing that this is just a debt-deferred payment?
I'm sure he was on the political platform, so maybe he did not check his figures very well. You know, last week they announced that the bilateral creditors has given a debt deferment, meaning that we will pay fully the $1.5 billion. So I don't know why he mentioned the savings of 2 billion. And then also he mentioned that there's a savings of $8 billion. I'm sure maybe, as I mentioned, he didn't check his calculation very well. He was trying to say that after the 37% haircut, the amount left for Ghana to pay on the Eurobond debt is $8.25 billion. So maybe, I'm sure, when they submit the final document to Parliament to review about the debt restructuring in the media budget, you will really see the savings that he's talking about. But if you really do the math very well, and the figures are not tally based on what he said on the platform.
And on the CD bit, which is key for many.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you foresee that really the CD is going to come out stronger by before the close of year, like he talks about?
What we are going to see is a stability. Currently, the rate is around one CD to $1 to 15. We are going to see stability because we anticipate about, from the IMF side, 360 coming in, and some inflows also coming from proposed syndication and other pledges. So it's a stability that we will see, but I'm not seeing that it's going down. I mean, when we have stability, it's good for the economy. But for us to go back to what happened in December, where it went to 18 and came back to 8 CDs to a dollar, this is not really possible because the demand for our currency is still there. A lot of people are still demanding foreign currencies, and this is going to put pressure on the economy.
And finally, and briefly on this, with the restructuring, we are expected to get an income stream that will sustain debt payments. Do you anticipate this happening, especially with the heavy demands on government?
If the government is become disciplined, let me put it financially disciplined, and government is able to cut some expenditures and follow strictly to the law or become prudent measures, then we'll be able to see government planning having measures to repay. What investors are expecting is that the repayment should start, and it's the repayment of our loans that will bring the confidence back. So if we fail to make due of any of the repayment that become due, this is going to have a negative impact on the economy. So government needs to be more financially disciplined to ensure that they have a plan in place to pay the loans when they are due.
We are grateful. That's Williams Kwesi-Pepra, Associate Professor of Finance at Andrews University in the United States. But meanwhile, Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Balmia, who's also the flag bearer of the NPP at the London event, said he's done more than enough to assume the presidency of this country.
Most people say that I have been the most impactful vice president in the history of Ghana. That is on the basis of my performance. If you look at the policies I've initiated and championed in the last 8 years, you can count 33 policies as vice president, including Agenda 111, one constituency, one ambulance, and all the digitalizations. 33 policies. Can you think of one policy, one, that John Mahama has initiated? I asked him one. So, the score between Mahama and Balmia is 33 for Baomi and 0 for Mahama. You go for an exam, you score 33, he scores 0, and he wants to go and represent the school in the maths and science quiz. Is that how we do it? So when it comes to the work of a vice president, I have passed the exam. So I should be promoted to work as president of the Republic of Ghana. I should be promoted, and I want you to promote me. I have a clear vision on what I want you to do as president from day one. I don't need a honeymoon. I will work from day one.
Flag bearer of the NPP and Vice President Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. Now, it's a ticking years for the much talked about affirmative action bill to reach the floor of Parliament, but barely 2 weeks after the House started considering its provisions, the bill has suffered a setback. Former minority leader Haruna Idrisu argues several provisions in the yet-to-be-passed legislation are unconstitutional and will be struck out by the Supreme Court if passed. The bill pushes for equitable election of males and females to Parliament and instructs the Electoral Commission to ensure political parties comply. We'll get to hear from the Tamale South MP shortly, but first listen to ranking member on the Gender and Children's Committee, Helen Adjuantoso, who says this provision is important to ensure fair representation.
We just want to encourage colleagues that this is a serious bill that the world have to support, because they shouldn't forget that females constitute 51.2% in this country. So if we're talking about equity in political positions, likewise decision-making processes, that women will have to have equal representation, we are very right.
But former minority leader Haruna Idrisu says enacting any such laws without first amending the constitution will be unlawful.
It reads, the Electoral Commission shall ensure compliance with the provisions of this act by political parties. We are all elected by political parties to contest as members of parliament. The law in the constitution, if you are to quote Article 94 or any other right, that confers a right on me to vote and be voted for. How can the Electoral Commission regulate political parties that there should be parity of women? We should rather come and amend the constitution. So, Mr. Speaker, that's why I ask the question.
Yes.
Should we amend the constitution before proceeding with an affirmative action law for Ghana?
Well, meanwhile, there was some controversy on the floor when Deputy Minority Whip Comfort Doyo Ganza suggested that one way to achieve gender equity is to ensure one man, one woman in marriages, a position some male MPs disagreed with. Listen.
Speaker, the only thing that we achieve this equality is marriage. One man, one woman. One man, one woman. Marriage. That's all. In Ghana. Everything else in Ghana. Women.
Honorable, which law is that?
I'm right.
Right. Which law is that?
The only thing that you see that is
one man. Honorable Doyo.
I find her comment, one man, one wife, with the emphasis that this is the only solution to achieving affirmative action. Mr. Speaker, there are Muslims in Ghana. There are Muslims in Parliament. Our religious practices does not sit in tandem with her thoughts and thinking.
And what about customary law?
And even customary law, Mr. Speaker. So to allow these words to stay in the Hansard would be repugnant to my Muslim values, belief and practice.
And that's a disagreement on the side of the NDC there. It's a good time to take a quick breather here on the Midday News live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM. Also on myjoyonline.com. It's supported by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol is always a delightful experience. Also brought to you by Duroplus Ghana Limited, producers of quality PVC and HDP pipes and water tank. The only water storage tank with the level indicator. Where Duroplus goes, water flows. Return from the break. We have sport. We're taking a look at the 7 schools that will face off at quarterfinals of the Love FM Pep Student High School debate, and then also the National Science and Maths Quiz. We focus on the infants and girls.
Nothing but the best.
Are you lifting the national trophy this year?
Yes, we are. I'm so confident that this year we are the ones who are going to win the trophy.
On the Midday News, Mubarak has the very latest.
Yes, Samafa. So for the first time in their history, Nswathiman will compete in next season's CAF Confederation Cup. This follows their 5-4 penalty win over Bafokwa Tano after a 1-1 draw in regulation time. Now, their general manager Eric Alagidede is confident they will make a mark in Africa, just like Dreams FC, who got to the semi-finals in the last edition.
We are ready because Dreams have shown us that it's possible. And I think we'll do our very best to represent Ghana and represent the nation well. It's a great feeling, you know. You know, it's a great feeling, I tell you. I'm short of words, eh? Short of words, but God has been good. That's all I can tell you. God has been good.
Yeah, good one then. To the Euros MFI, we have live commentary for you. A big game tonight is Croatia up against Italy, the defending champions. A big game to look forward to.
We look forward to it. Now it's time for our Safe Water Project, and access to clean water in several communities in the Sanarigu municipality in the northern region is low, with most residents relying on hand-dug wells and dams. Water scarcity has compelled several residents to also use any available water they find their hands on to survive. Today, we'll take you to the Bahwumu Dam in Ghana's third largest city, Tamale, of the Sanarigu municipality.
The luxury that comes with living in the city is the social amenities that you get. But that cannot be said about residents of Taha, Bogoyele, and other surrounding communities in the Sanarigu municipality.
Bogoyele, Kwaimo, and Taha are communities in the Sanarigu municipality, which means they are in the heart of the northern region capital, Tamale. But this is the water they rely on. Muddy, brown, and not wholesome at all. But this is what they use for everyday activity.
The major source of water for these communities are dams, and that is even in the rainy season. This muddy, milky water may look filthy to many, but for this community and several other communities, it is gold. For Latifa and her friends, it's a relief from walking long distance with the advent of the rains.
This is the only water that we have, and it is dirty. During rainy season that we get it, and dry season we don't have water.
A nurse at the Taha Health Center, Mohammed Walida, said even though the water is not fit for purpose, that is what the women bring when they are coming to the health center for delivery.
Yeah, we go through a lot, especially with the water crisis. My facility, for instance, if you come from delivery, there's no water for you to use unless you ask them to go back to their home and bring water. And this is the only source of water they have.
For Mohammed Al-Hassan and his friends, this is where they come to drink water whenever they are playing and are thirsty.
What I was this? Was playing with this and drink the water.
The assemblyman for the area, Abdul Fatah Yahya, said even though there are pipelines in the area, the water does not flow.
Because if you trace to the Ghana Water Company, you realize that we have submitted no less than 3 separate letters to the Ghana Water Company Limited, just to ensure that our pipeline water challenges are solved. But unfortunately, they've not been able to solve our water problem.
And that's our Safe Water Project. It's time for the Love FM Pep Student High School debate, and 7 schools will face off at the quarterfinals with judges expectant of academic fireworks. Nana Bwachi Dankwaya Doma Bebiu has more in this report.
Advancing schools for the quarterfinal stage of the Love FM Pep Student High School debate include Presby SHS, Kumasi Anglican, Kumasi High School, Osei Tritri SHS, St. Hubert Seminary SHS, Church of Christ SHS, with a tie-breaking contest between Konongo Dumasi SHS and Osei Tutu SHS. Their successful navigation through earlier rounds underscores the burgeoning talent emerging from senior high schools across the Ashanti region. Lead judge Dr. Peter Arthur expects more competitive contests in the quarterfinal stage.
You want to teach the words, law, words, preach, words, or everything, you see. So I'm very glad that at this particular age, they are doing very well.
And that's the Love FM Pep Student High School debate. And then Fantiman Girls Senior High School, the Pepo Girls, has made a comeback to the nationals of the National Science and Maths Quiz after 6 long years of absence. And guess what? They say they are taking the trophy from Presec. James Avegi has more.
have qualified with some 47 points ahead of Tiama Sekunfi. Schools like Chufo Hemak Senior High Technical School as well as Abakrampa Senior High School.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.